Thank you for visiting DerekDunn.org. You're about to listen to an audio devotion by Derek Dunn. Hope you'll be blessed.
Last week, we talked about living on purpose, and we talked about how we can position ourselves for success through our attitude. Today, I want to continue on talking about living life with purpose. As we talked about position, the next thing that we need to do in order for us to have success in life is we need to begin to look at our priorities. To position yourself, number two, for success, you must do it through right prioritization of your life. Now that word prioritization can be a big word. It can be, you know, a bit intimidating. But what does it mean when we talk about prioritization? Well, I looked it up and the dictionary tells us in the Webster's dictionary that prioritization is ordering or ranking. It talks about arrangement or listing. So as we look at our life, as we evaluate our life is in areas of our family or work or whether we're studying or whatever we're doing with our time, we need to prioritize our life. What does that mean? Put things in the right order. Put things in the right ranking. What is the most important thing for us in managing our life in that day, in that week, in that season? And as we begin to have that arrangement, it will make things very clear for us. Now the Bible tells us in Colossians 1 in verse 15, in the New Living Translation, it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heaven realms and on the earth. He made things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, such as kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else and he holds all creation together. Goes on, it says, Christ is also the head of the church, which is also his body, and he is the beginning supreme over all who rise from the dead, so he is first in everything. Now, as we look at this verse of scripture, what is the Bible telling us? It tells us that Christ was the center of all creation. He existed before anything else, before you existed, I existed, before this earth existed, before there was work, before there was business, before there was family. Christ existed. And the Bible says he is first in everything. And when we talk about prioritization, sometimes when we talk about ranking and ordering things, you know, we ask ourselves, what are our priorities? If you're sitting there today and I ask you, what are your priorities in life? Most likely, like most good Christians will say, oh, God is number one. Say, what is number two? Oh, family is number two. What about number three? Number three, you'll say, oh, it's work or your studies. And then when we move on and we go down to four, five, and six, it probably changes. Some people would be getting healthy this year. You know, other people would be, I want to find a life partner. And we have all different priorities that we have. But I want to ask you something. That is not really the right way to prioritize. Because if I ask you, is God more important than your family? Does that mean that, oh, prayer, spending time with God is more important than family, and that, you know, it's not important for you to spend the time with your family. You just spend time just, you know, being with God all the time. Well, if that's your case, go into a monastery, be a monk, don't get married, and don't have children, please. God is not saying that. How will your family feel? In the end, they'll resent God because you're always saying God is first and family takes second place. What about your ministry? Do you mean serving God is less than worshiping God? Serving God is less than your spending time and doing right by your family? See, that's how we think in our natural mind, is that we have to begin to position things in a certain way. And as we begin to do that, it's very hard to have balance. But let me challenge you today. As the Bible says that he is first in everything, what does that mean? That means that God is first in your life. As you go, rather than having a number one, two, three, imagine yourself like in the center of a circle. And the center of that circle is you and God. And you're looking out at your life. And your life is made up of all these components of the things that you feel you want to do, the purpose that you have. Your family, it's made up of your quiet time, your relationship with God. It's made up of the ministry that God's called you to do. And as God is first in all those things, as you're being led by the Holy Spirit, then what will happen? You will know when you need to pray. You'll know when it's time to spend time with family. You'll know when you need to go and do your ministry. You'll know when it's time to exercise. You'll be able to put things in the right priority. Why? Because you're living your life by the Word, and you're also being led by the Holy Spirit. And if we can have this kind of mentality, friends, we will be set free in life. So many times we find it so difficult to manage. And as we set priorities in the wrong way, or putting a one, two, and a three, we find that it's hard to balance and things end up being neglected. But put yourself outside that things to do list and look at it as living life with God, walking with the Holy Spirit. And as you begin to do that, living life according to the Word of God, it takes the pressure off of it. Every day, you know, as we are in prayer, we believe that God will show us what do we need to do. Maybe one day we need to focus on work a little bit more. But yet, because we focused on family when we needed to, we had quality time. There's the grace to be able to spend more time in work. Sometimes as we focused and we've done right by our family, is we're coming to a peak time of soul winning, you know, in the church, or of going for missions, and we need to be away from our family, or we need to come early to do ushering or be involved in a drama, because we've done the right thing at the right time. Therefore, we have that grace. Our family will have that grace and understand, and they will share the passion that we have for God because we've done right by our family. And the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 24, I love this verse, it set me free. The Bible says, the servant of the Lord, that means you. If you're saved, you're a servant of the Lord. It says, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, be patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose himself. If God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth. But I like the first part of this verse. What is it saying? The servant of the Lord must not strive. That means we shouldn't be striving and running around all the time and you know, and living life like the world does, just in the rat race. You know, in a rat, what does he do? He's just running around on that wheel in the cage, and he's not getting anywhere, getting tired out, getting worn out, but feeling unproductive, not accomplishing anything and not becoming fruitful. And that's what happens when we get involved and do it the world's way. But friends, as Christ is in the center of our life, as we have that right prioritization of our life by putting Christ first in all things, by stepping out and looking in our life with us in the Holy Spirit walking and living life together. He's our paracletos. He will lead us. He'll guide us. He'll give us the grace to do the things that we're supposed to do, and the things that we don't need to do, we'll know it. I remember reading in the Bible and how Paul, he was out there sent to the Gentiles. He wanted to go and go to Ephesus. But what happened? As he was wanting to go, the Holy Spirit forbid him to go and said, don't go. See, that's what will happen. When we have the Holy Spirit in our life, he'll tell us what not to do. He'll tell us what we need to do. Now, it doesn't mean that we live life in extreme and, you know, we have to ask the Holy Spirit everything. We go to the grocery store and have to ask the Holy Spirit which peanut butter to buy. He doesn't care. Just buy the one that you want to buy. But when it comes to the major decisions, when it comes to planning our time, taking on responsibilities, these are the things that we should be led by God in and allow Him to guide us and direct us. To strive, it means that you're frustrated. It means you're trying in your own strength. So stop trying your own strength. If you're frustrated today, take a step back. Go back tonight or in the morning when you spend time with God and take a step back and look at the different aspects and what you have going on in your life. And ask God, what are the things that you should be involved in? What are the things that are priority today? Jesus said, worry about each day. Don't worry about tomorrow, because each day will have its own troubles. And as we do what we are supposed to do for that day, and we live our life like that, we'll accomplish what we were supposed to for that week, for that month, for that year, and we're on our way for purpose. So friends, position yourself for success through right prioritization of your life. As you begin to do that, as you have that attitude like we talked last week of gratitude, of humility, of knowing that you're just a steward, you are on your way to success.
We hope you've been blessed by the audio devotion. For more information, visit derrickdunn.org and follow him on Twitter as well as Facebook.